Hi, I'm Sister Linda Bessem, and I grew up in Lynn on the North Shore. I now work in Lynn, and I now live in North Cambridge. Growing up in Lynn in the Veterans Village was pretty much a white community, and of course that goes back to the structural racism that any veterans coming out were able to benefit from getting land at a very decent rate, and that was only open to white people. I found that out later. And however, next door was a convalescent home for very, very poor elders and people who had no one to take care of them. And I remember as a kid meeting this African-American guy who had a fishing pole, and I loved to fish. So I would always go out and say, "Oh, what are you going to catch today? Where are you going?" You know, and he'd tell me, "Oh, make sure you let me know what you catch. Let me see what you catch." You know, so that was my experience that way. And growing up, went to initially to public school, and then parochial school. I remember in the junior high years, there were a couple of African-American families that moved in. And then in high school, went to St. Mary's when it was a girls' high. And there were a few people of color in those classes, but not many. One of the things that I remember about the Boston desegregation crisis was, and I know this had to do with my white privilege. I could go home at night. I was teaching at the time in Lawrence, and then also had a couple of years up in New Hampshire. So there was a sense, oh, gee, I wonder how our sisters are doing. You know, when I'd hear stories of and even, you know, calling up some of the sisters that weren't able to come tonight but hopefully will be a part of this project, they were saying, oh, you know, we had to tell little kids, we had to go with them in their transportation vans, and we had to tell them to lay on the floor. They couldn't even sit up straight, you know. I said, oh, you know. So it was like a whole different reality. Some of the sisters very vividly remember the stoning of the buses. Some sisters even remember being on a bus and a huge stone come crashing in, and so it's those experiences, you know, that that really make you want to look at why this the hatred. One of the sisters from Connecticut, and we had some Connecticut sisters also up teaching in the Boston area. So, and one of them did send me a story. She actually was living at when it used to be Cardinal Cushing High School for Girls in South Boston, right by the Broadway T-stop. And she remembers participating in this march that was for the integration of Boston public schools. And she remembers vividly of seeing this woman who was just outraged that people were having this march. And she was actually spat upon. And the sense of, oh, wow, such bigotry existed in hearts and lives of people. And this is more towards towards the end of the 70s into the 80s. But it was that the image of the woman who was just screaming at the top of her lungs and terrible, terrible language. It was just that's what really came back to her. I think teaching outside of Boston, I know, and again, this was my white privilege, I didn't have to really be concerned about that. And yet, that's all part of, like, racism. That's what racism does. It's only people directly involved can do something. And not till years later, understanding what institutional racism does and how it truly divides and hurts all of us. I believe I wished at the time, especially as Sisters of Notre Dame, that we had really done a more concerted effort on looking at institutional racism and how we were responding, whether it was with our sisters who were there and sisters who weren't teaching, like in Boston. I mean, that I think was a real lack, and I see the value of being a part of this kind of group, and I'm very encouraged and really feel hopeful because all of us have to work towards that end. So thank you.